Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, how's everything going on this wet and rainy Northwest Arkansas hump day? Guess what day it is? Does anybody miss the camel? I miss the camel. I don't know about you, but I miss the hump day camel. So how's everybody doing? I am having a good day. So, I mean, it's getting better. Got some good stuff to talk about in the next 30 minutes. Got to say hey to my sponsors, Max Sunglasses. It's all about the HD lenses. If you want some great sunglasses, check out Max Sunglasses. You can find them on Facebook, Max Sunglasses. You can find them on the Internet. We also want to say thank you to Herbalife Nutrition Products. Here in Northwest Arkansas, you got Moxie Nutrition, Fayetteville Nutrition, Nutrition Hog, and Live Right Nutrition. If you're interested in losing weight, getting healthy, and just feeling a whole lot better about yourself, then you need to check out Herbalife Nutrition Products. You can give me a call at 888-361-8725. I'll be happy to pass along some more information to you. Also, want to say thank you to Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma, part of the great Dry King Muay Thai family. Don't forget, they got the big strike tournament, Muay Thai tournament, coming up first weekend in November. You can find Strike King on Facebook, STRIKING, and get some more information. If you work with the Muay Thai team or you are a Muay Thai fighter and you want to participate in the tournament, then hey, that need to be. All right. What else we have going on? Yeah. Phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. Going to turn the music down because I can still hear him in my head. I don't know how it sounded to you folks, but I can still hear the Bolton music. Little Imminent Front by The Who. Who? The Who. All right. We got some big trade news. St. Louis Cardinals have made a trade with the Cleveland Indians. Justin Masterson, who started the season as the Indians' ace, is now a Cardinal. For some reason, I don't follow the... I don't follow the Cleveland Indians on a regular basis, but apparently they were disappointed in Masterson, so they traded him to St. Louis in exchange for James Ramsey, a first-round draft pick by the Cardinals in 2012. He spent this season in Springfield, where he's batted 300, 13 homers, 36 RBIs. So be anxious to see how that helps out the particular team. Michael Ward, whoop, whoop, my buddy, he's out there asking for a phone number. Well, we can do that. Let's post that number, 323-642-1128. Michael Ward, probably one of the great MMA fighters. Excuse me. Inside the ring, he's a beast. Outside the ring, he's just a super nice guy. Glad to call him a friend. Let's get to some more headlines. Dallas Cowboys have signed left tackle Tyron Smith to a jaw-dropping contract. Let's see, 8-year contract extension in the $97 million range. So there you go. Hopefully he's going to help shore up some of the Cowboy stuff. 7-year, $98 million. Al Davis Jr., as I like to call him, Mark Davis, who took over the Oakland Raiders when Al Davis passed away, is confirming that there have been talk about the Raiders possibly moving to San Antonio. You know, we talked about it this little bit Monday on the show. Apparently the Raiders, they're unhappy with their stadium. And so they're either wanting a new stadium or Mark Davis is looking at the team. according to all reports, the NFL came back and said, well, why don't you share San Francisco's new stadium? And I know for a fact that the Raiders don't want to do that. They want their own home, and you can't blame them. Oakland Coliseum or whatever that stadium they currently play in apparently just isn't cutting the mustard to them. I mean, the Athletics still play baseball there. They're happy with the facility, but apparently the Raiders are wanting just a little bit more. More football news. Green Bay Packers have signed General Manager Ted Thompson to a multi-year contract extension. They're not letting out the length of the deal, but apparently the deal is done, so he's going to be around. The chat room is up and running, so I might have to close the chat room down and maybe start that let's see if I can close the chat room. I don't know if I can. I don't know how to close the chat room. I don't know what I'm doing. All I know is we are having fun on the Greg Squirrel Show, 323-642-1128 on a Wednesday afternoon. All right. Let's see if I can do this. I don't know if that won't let me do it. Apparently people are having problems finding the chat room today, but it is there. I promise. Let's try this. All right. So, word coming off the wire is that Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith wanting a new deal. He's in the final year of his contract with Kansas City. He's getting $7.5 million this year. They're expecting him. His contract's up. They're negotiating. But Alex Smith has said the time is approaching where he will shelve all talks about a contract extension and focus solely on football. Son, you're 4 weeks away from season opener. You need to be focused right now. At least that's my opinion. The Chiefs have been discussing a new deal with Smith, even though the side remains far apart. I think it's going to work out, and we will see Alex Smith. I like Alex Smith. I think Frisco let go of the wrong guy. Personally, that's just my opinion, but there we go. So, let's see here. Chat room is up and running. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, and that can only mean one thing on the Greg Squirrel Show. You love her, you need her, you got to have some of her. It is Granny Hulkster.
Well, hello, Greg.
Hey, Granny Hulkster, how are you doing today?
I'm okay. I mean, you know, it's been one of those weeks, but, you know, it can only get better, so.
Oh, yeah, it can always get better. You know, it's like my daddy always said before he passed away, any day you can wake up, see the sunshine, and not pushing up daisies, it's a good day. There you
go. That's right.
Keep that in mind, sweetie. We love you. Hey, I want to get your – I have been hearing some tidbits, some rumors about Jeff Jarrett's new promotion. And I was hoping you would call in because you excuse me, because you're my wrestling buddy, and you like talking about this stuff. But there are rumors going around that how do I put it? TNA may no longer exist in a couple of months.
Well, you know, I've been seeing that plastered all over Facebook, and I've seen some of the people's comments. Some people are saying they're not going to go off of Spike until their contract runs out in October. That's
right.
What I've been hearing most people say. But, as you said, I've heard the rumors like you've heard about Jeff Jarrett, you know, taking over the Spike Channel, so I don't know.
Well, then you got to add on top of the rumor that it could be a complete and total TNA.
Oh yeah, that's true.
That's the one I was getting at, because everything just seems to be happening too close together. TNA's contract's up. Jeff Jarrett's promotions is going to be get started at that same time. And because, you know, everybody still has, remember, Jeff Jarrett still has ownership in TNA.
That's true.
He didn't completely walk away. And so, kind of like you and kind of like the discussions I've been hearing, are that you're going to see that TNA is going to go through another, because you know they went through that rebranding from TNA to Impact Wrestling. Even though
mm-hmm.
it was still TNA, it went to Impact. And then, you know, and then they got to British boot camp. And all of that just seems to be falling into place because, you know, Jeff Jarrett, he's been signing a lot of deals with overseas wrestling promotion. And so now there's that talk out there that TNA is going to be GWF or GFW, Global Force Wrestling, whatever he's calling it, and that a majority of the talent you're going to see is what is currently TNA.
That's what I've been hearing too, so...
I just want to get your feedback, how you feel about that. You know, everybody's got opinions, so.
Oh, yeah. It's like everybody's got an elbow. Everybody's got one. You know, it's like You know, well, you know, I don't always get to watch TNA, you know, every week. I mean, sometimes if I do watch it, I get in on the last hour of it, you know, so I get filled in by my son, you know, what took place, you know. So I don't, like I said, I don't always get to watch TNA every single week. I am planning on watching it tomorrow night, though, because I don't have no meeting or nothing to go to. So I'm planning on wanting to watch it tomorrow night because I would like to see that match between Matt and Jeff Hardy against the Wolves tomorrow night.
That's one match
I would like to see.
Yeah, and I think that is going to be a match to see. I'm also excited because I've been a Hardy Boys fan. I've been a Wolves fan ever since they came along. You know, they were they're the Ring of Honor, former tag team champions there. Then they came over to TNA, and they've been pretty impressive in my book. So I think the stepping stone to really find out how good the Wolves are and have the potential to be is see them in the ring against a team the caliber of the Hardy Boys. I mean, multi-time tag team champion. And so I really think that has a potential to be a barn burner in my book.
I was kind of surprised last week when the Great Muta came out, and all of a sudden, you know, Sonata comes out, you know, and he turns on the Great Muta, you know, and everything, you know. Of course, I think James Storm had a lot to do with that. But so, what was your opinion about that?
In a way, I wasn't surprised.
Really?
Because, Sonata has impressed me with his skills, but he hasn't really tickled my fancy, you know?
Yeah.
Ever since he came in, there's always been something about Sonata. It's just kind of like, you know, let's not get on that boat yet, you know.
And of course there was the big interference between in the main event last week, you know, against Bully Ray and D-Von and Tommy Dreamer against
EC3 and
Spud and Rhino.
Yeah, you had Big Zeke and Gene Snitsky come in, and I'm like, where did these guys come from? Especially Snitsky. I've been hearing rumors about Big Zeke, Ezekiel Jackson, a former WWE Intercontinental Champion, coming into TNA. But then you got Snitsky showing up out of nowhere, and I'm just like, whoa, wait a minute. There was a swerve for you. But, if I know Bully Ray and Tommy Dreamer and D-Von, they're going to get the last laugh on this feud. So,
oh, I'm sure they will.
And I do, if not this week, very soon, I expect to see Dixie going through a table.
Yeah.
I think it's going to happen. I just think it's inevitable that Dixie's got to go through the table.
That's right.
And I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you about, you know, the big announcement for the main event for SummerSlam, John Cena against Brock Lesnar. And, I mean, something's not rubbing me right. John Cena's just not been sounding like himself lately. I mean, he's still got that passion, still got that heart, still got the desire, but something's been off there, you know?
Well, I think just for the simple reason, there has been so much I don't know the word I want to use here, you know. So I'm. There's just been so much crap going on lately in WWE. I mean, with the authority and everything, and and you look at just the whole big picture of everything that's going on. You look at what happened, you know, last Monday night when Stephanie got arrested, which I thought was really funny. But, you know, for slapping Brie Bella, you know, and everything. And it's just, you know, she's blaming Brie for Nikki's failure right now, but yet she puts Nikki in a 4-on-1 match, you know, which is totally unfair.
You know,
I mean,
it's just like,
you know, like John Cena was talking about Monday night when he was in the ring before Paul Heyman came out and started running his mouth, you know, and everything. I mean, he does have the passion, you know, but like you said, there's just something not right there, and I just can't quite put my finger on it. I haven't quite figured out what's going on, you know.
Yeah.
No, I don't like the idea that he has to face Brock Lesnar, because I'm not a real Brock Lesnar fan, but, you know, never have been.
Well, you know,
so.
And I kind of feel the same way, kind of like he mentioned, and I hate to put The Rock, because I'm a Rock fan. I got my autographed Rock picture right here on the wall. But I kind of feel the same way about the situation that John Cena feels. These part-timers coming in here, guys like Brock that just show up when he wants to, guys like The Rock, no matter how popular he is, just showing up when he wants to. When you got guys like John Cena, Josh Ziggler, Alberto Del Rio, you know, you got these guys that are there 7 days a week, 365 days a year, busting their butts, and are they getting title shots? No. But you get these guys like Brock Lesnar and The Rock and whoever else they can drag out of the woodwork, and they just automatically bring them in and they get title shots. And I don't think that's fair, personally.
Well, I don't either. And, you know, because, you know, like John Cena said, he shows up on time, he's ready to go, he's ready to do what he has to do. And then you take somebody like Lesnar that does not have the passion. You know, he's only there for the money. He doesn't have the passion for, you know, what he needs to do or what he wants to do. You know, he's just there because, you know, because Triple H wants to bring him in. You know, well, I'm sorry, you know.
Yeah, he's a Triple
H. I don't agree with that, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wish it would stop. You know, that's one of the things I do enjoy about TNA is that you see guys, you don't see guys coming in for one-off shots and then they disappear when it's all said and done. You got those guys, they are coming in and they're doing their job. And guys like Eric Young, hell, Eric Young was there 10 years before he got a chance to run with the title. And that's why I appreciate guys like Daniel Bryan. That's why I do. I'll probably make a lot of enemies when I say this. That's why I appreciate guys like John Cena. You know, because I've talked to guys that have worked behind the scenes, and all of them say the same thing. Even though that he's getting crammed down our throats and all the time, but he's earned it because John Cena's always one of the first ones to the arena. When on Monday night, or whenever they have a show, if Cena's scheduled to be there, he's always one of the first ones there. He's always one of the last ones to leave. I mean, it's not like he's just fluffing off in the background, kind of like some guy named Randy Orton, that he just seems like he expects it to be handed to him. And I'm still questioning that. Why does Orton with everything I've heard Orton getting in trouble behind the scenes, he would have been gone from most promotions. But what does he have on the McMahon that they keep him around? I mean, I don't know how many sexual allegation complaints I've heard against Thornton and this and other things. But it seems anybody else, they would have been gone.
Yeah.
But yeah, Orton is still there. That's my question is what does he have on the McMahon that they keep him around?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, Granny Hulkster, I got another caller coming in, so I'm going to let him have the last 5 minutes, but I do appreciate you calling in, as always. And, you know, every Wednesday, it's pretty much become Wrestling Wednesday here on the Greg Squirrel Show. So, Granny Hulkster, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to get this other caller on here, and I will talk to you next week. All righty, darling.
All right.
Love you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we just got done with Granny Hulkster. We got my buddy, my pal, my hump day. Whoop, whoop. Is this that Native American warrior, Michael Ward?
No.
No?
It's Daniel Flynn.
Oh, Daniel Flynn. I'm sorry, Daniel. I saw a 918 area code, and I thought it was Michael Ward because he called earlier today saying that he was going to be calling it. Hey, Granny Hulkster, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, well, we got Daniel Flynn on the line with us.
I heard. Hello, Daniel.
Hello. How are you all doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I was hearing y'all talking about the WWE stuff.
Yeah,
I don't even hardly watch it anymore. It's getting to be the WCW before WCW got bought out by Vince.
You know,
it's basically what it is.
You know, I was kind of feeling the same thing. Because a lot of the stuff going on reminds me of 2000, you know, when WWE bought out WCW.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what's going on?
When you got the booker that has friends with everybody.
Yeah.
Booking his friends, much like Nash and them. Was doing back in WCW.
Right. But booking their friends and burying the guys that are out there busting their butts.
But I think they need to let Zena go.
Who?
My personal opinion. They need to let Cena go.
You think so?
Yeah. They're playing him up too much. It's like if you had steak for 365 days out of the year, you're going to get tired of eating steak.
Yeah.
That's the thing I hate, is I'm tired of seeing John this, John that. You know, I knew him before he even came to WWF, you know. He was a prototype back in APW, out in California and stuff. He's a good guy,
right.
You know, I mean, he worked good, but... They need to push somebody else besides him. You know, they need to push up the younger talent.
Okay. Hey, Daniel,
but
I need to make
you
this.
We have to.
Okay. Let me make this announcement real quick. We got less than a minute left on air, but we are going to keep the recorders going for a while so we can continue talking to Daniel. So for everybody who's listening live, feel free to listen to the replays anytime. You can go on Blog Talk Radio and go into the archives for the Greg Squirrel Show, and you can listen to what we talk about off air. So until Friday, 3 o'clock, call your buddies, call your friends. Tell them to tune in to the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, talking about John Cena, Daniel, you know, I understand. I mean, as much as I like Cena, you know, and I know I'm going to make some enemies when I say that, I like Cena. I mean...
Uh-huh.
You can't argue the guy's work ethic, but the fact you just need to give more some of the other guys. You know, like I mentioned earlier, Dolph Ziggler, Alberto Del Rio. I mean, Roman Reigns, his time is due. I mean, I think if they want to cash in on something, they need to be getting that belt on Roman Reigns.
They're not going to enough for a while because they still want to play the John Cena thing.
But you know, the main event for SummerSlam is going to be Cena against Lesnar. And I'm just going to ask your and Granny Holster's. I'm just going to ask you right now. Who do you think it's going to be, Cena or Lesnar?
It has to be Lesnar.
You think it's going to go? How about you, Granny Holster?
Well, as much as I hate to say it, I have to agree with Daniel on this one. I'm sure that they're probably going to let Lesnar have it just because Lesnar beat Undertaker at WrestleMania. You know, and they made such a big whoop out of that, you know, because he beat, you know, his undefeated streak. So as much as I hate to go there, I mean, I would like to see Cena win and remain the champion, but I think probably Lesnar's going to end up somehow getting the belt.
And I'm scratching my head on this one because, you know, I think about what Cena says about these part-timers coming in and, you know, like Lesnar, like The Rock, you know. But what about the guys that are there? What about the guys like, you know, Daniel Bryan up until his injury? You know, like I say, guys like Dolph Ziggler, Alberto Del Rio. Who else has been there for a while that's been working their butts off when everybody else is kind of come and gone? Who am I missing?
I'm missing quite a few, but I just can't remember them off the tip of my tongue here.
Right, yeah. I mean, even Cesaro. I mean, there's another one that.
Well, you got Tyson Kidd.
Right.
You know, I mean, he's injured, but he's back. You know, he's coming back. But and people like him, you know, and they made a mistake when they let Harry go.
Yeah, Harry.
They could have built on that. They could have built on, you know, the British Bulldog's son. But instead, I don't even think he would ever come back to WWE. He's too big and popular over in Japan now, wrestling for New Japan and different things. And he's been wrestling since he was 8. So you can't tell me that he doesn't have the talent and that he doesn't have the knowledge to do it. Same way with Tyson Kidd, you know. And then you start pushing people like that. Instead, they go out and they pick all these people up from independents that are good, put them in the farm atmosphere down in Florida, throw them on Next or whatever, you know. And then if they don't like them, they get rid of them.
Oh, exactly.
You know, they don't even have time to groom them and to properly, you know, mold them into the wrestlers that they should be. Because it's not even wrestling no more. It's all about entertainment, all about, you know, if you can do parkour in the ring, then you're a wrestler. You know, to me, it's being trained by Harley Race, Stu Hart, Antonio Inoki, Mil Mascaris, a little bit of Billy Robinson. You know, I wrestle. I don't do that, you know, high-flying stuff. But I know the psychology, and that's what's missing is the psychology.
Exactly. It's the psychology and it's the storylines that they're not building anymore. I mean, they have just watered down wrestling, and I'm sure, Daniel, I'm sure you'll agree with me on this. Excuse me. But they've just watered down wrestling so much from back in the day when you would take 2, 3, 4, 5 months to build a storyline. And then, but now they like, well, we want to do this story for this amount of time, but then they don't give them. I mean, what's the longest you've seen a match last lately? You know, 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
10 minutes,
and that includes their entrance.
Yeah, 10 minutes, and 4 minutes of that's just their entrance. You know, so they really don't have time to show a good match. And
society has gotten, we're in a McDonald living world. We want it now. We don't want it, you know, we don't want to wait for it. We don't want to prepare for it. We want it now. We don't want it at all.
Right.
So that means they've got to push the product. That don't help none. Along with Vince owning everything, that sure don't help none. And he knows TNA is not a threat to him, so he can take anybody and everybody, you know, and just treat them how he wants to, and then, oh, well, you know. The Sting, you know, rumors coming in and everything. Steve, I like him, you know. I've met him. Good guy. And the thing is I don't think they're going to use him right. You know, they're going to take him and just do crap with him, and then just to get him, because people are wanting him, they're going to get him in there and maybe do a few things with him, and then that's it.
Well, I think that goes back to what he said for years, why he didn't sign with WWE, because he saw what Vince did with the other guys.
Mm-hmm.
And he's exactly right. And I just have a funny feeling that now that Vince does have his name on the contract, that the same thing's going to happen to him.
Mm-hmm.
So
he likes to bring icons in and legends and just tear them down because he can.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if they're not Vince guys. That's why I feel the guys out of NXT, you're going to still see more of them because they're WWE products. Those are people that WWE has created. And I've always said that if they weren't Vince guys, he wasn't going to give them a shot. That's why I'm surprised that, you know, he had more to work with Triple H, because Triple H started out in WCW.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he started out as a jobber. But Vince saw something in him, so he flashed the cash in front of him and said, hey, come to WWE, and Triple H was born.
Yep.
And
yep, that's,
so
you know, I mean, that's, but that was when he groomed him. That's when he had, you know, like Tom Pritchard back there, you know, getting the guys and talking to them, you know, showing them, pairing them. Now it's just, it's gotten to the point now also to where it's like, if you got a six pack of abs and you look good, you're a wrestler, we'll throw you out there.
Right.
You might not know how to do anything. But we're still going to throw
you
out
if
there.
Vince, and I forget who I heard say this, but if you can be one of the most popular wrestlers out there, but if you don't fit that look that Vince likes, he's not going to hire you.
Uh-uh.
And I forget who I was saying that, heard say that. But they're right, because you look at all the guys that Vince has brought in lately, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They've not been the little guys like Rey Mysterio and those guys. They've
mm-hmm.
been guys that's had a certain, excuse me, I had to take a drink
certain
of my cough medicine. They had that certain look.
Mm-hmm.
And
see, when I worked, when I did stuff for them, dark matches and different things, they would always tell me, and I wasn't in the best shape, but I wasn't in the worst shape either. But, you know, I could sit there and I could do, you know, a standing moonsault and different stuff for a bigger person. But they always kept telling me, you know, you need to lose more weight. You know, can you lose about 15 more pounds or 20 more pounds or something? And I thought I was all right, you know, but they just wanted more.
Well, yeah, it was that look that Vince was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, guys. Well, I got the little bug in my ear saying that the recorders are about to go off. So, Daniel, I appreciate you calling in. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to plug Daniel real quick. If you're listening to the show and you're excuse me, over in the Stillwell, Tahlequah, Oklahoma area, that vicinity, and you're interested in getting healthy and losing weight, get a hold of Daniel Flynn. He has Native Nutrition, and he's doing fit camps. And how's the success on that, Daniel, going?
No, they're doing good. This is the last week of it. We do our testing assessments tomorrow and Friday, and I've seen a big change in a lot of the people that's come out and have started working out and, you know, been taking the Herbalife stuff.
Right. Yeah, you know, I've been watching your posts and progress. Some of the people that's been participating, they've been posting their stuff on Facebook, and all I can say is I'm proud of you, brother. I'm happy for you. And like I say, you're going to have some more starting up here next month, are you?
Mm-hmm. It's Kevin.
Okay. Give the dates on that and tell them how to get in touch with you if they want to participate in one of your fit camps.
Well, they can go on Native Nutrition and Fitness on Facebook. Just type it in, ask to join, and then send me an email address, and I'll send you all the paperwork that needs to be done. We have a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Fridays. One session is 5:30, the other one is 6:30.
All right.
I charge, you know, it's a good time. They have fun. You go at your own pace. You know, I'll push you, but I'm not going to push you like a hard A, you know, like a drill sergeant,
right.
You know. I'll push you.
All right, Daniel. Well, hey, once again, Daniel, Granny Hulkster, you got anything you want to throw in here before we get off the air?
Nope. Sure don't. Just great talking to you both again.
All right, Granny Hulkster.
Good to hear you,
Granny Hulkster, Daniel Flynn, I appreciate both of you guys calling in on the Greg Squirrel Show. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, we're going to be back on the air Friday, 3 o'clock. So call your buddies, call your friends, tell them to tune in. You're right here at Block Talk Radio. And so on behalf of Daniel and Granny Hulkster, I'm going to say everybody stay dry out there, and we will talk to you Friday right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. See ya.
See ya.
See ya. Love you, Granny Hulkster.